Hello?
Hey, Brian, Sahak with Local Squash calling you back. How you doing?
Very good, and you?
Good, good, you know, just here in the office. How you doing?
All right, right here. Yeah, I wanted to move forward with advertising.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. So I was kind of just going over, actually, I was online looking at your profiles and stuff. So for the keywords that you want to be found for, you can have up to 15. Now, what I have so far was flooring, demolition, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel. You have a lot listed on your Yelp, but is there any, like, top maybe 15 that you'd want
concrete,
to list, right,
concrete.
Like your most profitable ones?
Concrete.
Okay.
And ADUs.
ABU?
ADUs, yeah, ADUs.
All right, ADU, got it, okay.
Well, concrete. Driveway, concrete.
Let's see, driveway. Okay.
Concrete.
Got it. Let's see. I see also painting, roofing, remodels, right? Painting. So interior and exterior painting, or do you want to just focus on one?
What happened?
For painting, is it interior and exterior?
Yeah, we do stucco too. Stucco, restucco, stucco.
Oh, drywall and stucco? Okay.
Yeah.
Drywall, stucco. Okay, perfect. And is there any particular areas that you want to target, or like any specific counties or anything?
Yeah, Orange County, Los Angeles County, and Riverside County.
Los Angeles, Riverside, and then what was the other one?
Orange County.
Orange County. Okay, got it. Perfect. And then for the calls, the clients calling, this number will be okay, the 2411?
Yeah, let's put this number and let's put my dad's number. Let's put both numbers just in case one of us doesn't answer.
Got you. So we can forward the calls, but we can't have two numbers. Like, so we can have your number and then also, like, somehow we can have it forward to him if you miss the call. But unfortunately, it has to be one number.
Yeah, put my number and then make the call forward to him.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see, for contact, like clients contacting you, is phone, text, and email going to be okay?
Yeah, email's fine.
Yeah. And then, let's see, I was looking at your Google business profile too. So is that for the hours of operation that you guys had, that'll, the 9 to 5 or 8 to 6, or let me see it again. Hold on.
Yeah, 9 to 5 is good, but we still work after hours too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we work after hours too. But 9 to 5 is the office time.
But office hours, like for calls and stuff. Okay, perfect. And that's Monday through Friday? Or Saturday as well?
Wednesday to Friday.
Okay.
Saturday
can
by
do. Oh, okay. No problem. And then you guys, I was just checking about the website. You guys do already have one, right? But did you want to upgrade or build a site, or are you guys happy with that one?
Yeah, it's upgraded. It's a little domain. It's the guy that made it for us. He didn't give us the option.
He doesn't.
For it.
Okay. Can do. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Let's see. So adding the site. So just so you know, I'm going to put it on the discount. I'm going to put it so it'll just be $398 for the first payment instead of $348, but it's still just a one-time payment for the site. But you're still paying $249 a month. So it's only about $50 more. But just for the one-time payment, right? Because it's just for the one time. Now let me see. So you also
change the phone number to my dad. That could do that, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We can change things out over time for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just put mine right now because he's out of the office. He's a little sick right now, so put mine.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that. Hopefully it's not too serious.
That's nothing too serious. He just gets migraine sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Those can be pretty bad though. I get it. No worries.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then the site. Okay, including that. So I think that's good for that. Now, the address I had was 11029 Atlantic Ave in Linwood, California. Is that good for the
yeah.
Billing address as well?
Yeah, it was good for the billing address.
Okay, Perfect. And then that's 90262, right?
Yes.
Okay, so next would just be the billing. So for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
Express.
Express. American. Okay, and the number whenever you're ready?
Let me just park right now. I'm driving.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, no. No worries. Yeah, no problem at all. Let me just kind of do this other thing while we're waiting here. Okay. And the email I have from you was BrianNunez1974@gmail, right?
Send you to the corporate email.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's that?
Brian?
Brian?
.in?
.in.
And NunezGeneralContractors.com.
GeneralContractors.com. So just to confirm, Brian.N@NunezGeneralContractors.com.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Save that. Okay, and as for the website, so you also would be able to include your own logos, pictures, you know, stuff like that. So if you have information, pictures, content you want to use, just let the technician know.
I have videos, too, that I want to use videos and videos.
Oh, nice.
And
oh, cool. Okay, nice. Yeah, can do. Definitely.
Yeah, I can probably forward you that once I get to the office.
Perfect. Yeah, so I'll give you all the emails and stuff that you'll need, like where you can send that stuff, and I'll set you up with the technician. And you'll basically, you can just email or text it to him, and then he'll take care of everything. So let's see here. Okay, got the email. So yeah, just let me know whenever you're ready.
Okay, let me see.
And then would you be able to speak with the technician later today, or is tomorrow morning going to be better for you?
I think tomorrow morning will be better. Tomorrow morning.
It'll be better? Yeah, that's why I like to ask. Okay, cool. So let's see what we got open for tomorrow. Pretty much wide open tomorrow. What's a good time? Like 9 a.m. or 7, 8?
10 a.m.
10? 10 a.m. Yeah. Okay. Let's see, 10 a.m. Okay, yeah, go ahead whenever you're ready.
It's Enrique Nunez. Nunez
General. Is it Enrique?
Enrique Nunez. What's the name? Nunez General Contractor.
So let's see, Q-U-E, Enrique Nunez?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it also has the company name on the card, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. But without contract, it's just contract.
Oh, so it's Nunez General Contract, like that?
Contract. Contract with other feats. C-O-N-T-R-A.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Enrique Nunez General Contract. And then the billing address was 11029 Atlantic Ave in Linwood, California, 90262.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that's American Express, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
3767.
3767, okay.
594700.
594700.
That's 21004.
So just to confirm, 3767594700. 0021004.
Yeah.
Okay, and the expiration?
2276. Wait, no.
The expiration would be like maybe, yeah, I should say like maybe 2024, 25, 26. 11, 27?
I thought it was talking about CBC.
Oh, okay. What was the number for the CVC again?
It's in the front, I believe. It's 3055.
Oh, okay. Yeah, on American Express, it's different. That's right. Okay, and then now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. The calls are more secure. There's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first pet name, Little Johnny.
Little Johnny? Nice. What was it, a dog?
Yeah, it was a dog.
Nice.
Terrier, Mick.
Oh, cool. Yeah, those are cool dogs. I like this. We had a Australian Shepherd. Those ones, like the ones that like, can herd animals, you know? Yeah. They got crazy energy, bro. Like, it's hard to keep up with them.
Yeah, they're very energetic, the dogs. The terrier mix with
them. For sure.
Yeah.
See, that's why I like dogs over cats, is just the energy, right? All right, it's just a different relationship.
Cats are not very social.
No, cats are cool. Yeah, don't get me wrong, but yeah, in that way, I like dogs better, you know? So let's see. Okay, so you're going to see that come through on your online banking first, okay? And then once it processes, you're going to see your invoice come through text and email, okay? So you're going to get a copy for yourself, and then we'll go over that real quick. One other quick step, and then you're good to go. So let me just set this up here. Just takes a quick second. And just to confirm again, so it's $398 today, but every month after, your recurring payment is going to be $249, okay? That's always going to be the same. And you can upgrade, cancel, whatever you want at any time. Exactly, yeah. No contracts, nothing like that.
Okay,
we do sometimes set up in advance if you want to do 3, 6, or 12 months and pay up front and save money over time. Yes, but typically
now,
no.
We'll start right now, we're a little slow.
Yeah, no, of course.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, if you feel so inclined eventually, just let me know. Yeah, and we can change it. So for now, this should be good, though, yeah. So let me just set this up. Okay, there we go. Just waiting on my internet here. Sorry. There it is. Finally. Okay. You know how that goes. So let's see. Yeah. All right. So you're going to see it come through on your online banking here. One second here. Okay, it should be coming through now. Give it a sec here. Now you should be getting the email, I think, here now, but I'm going to send you a text because this is going to have a link that goes directly to the invoice. So you can actually just click on it. It goes straight to it. It makes it way easier. So let me do that right now. Okay. Initial invoice. There it is. All right, that should come through now in your text messages. Let me know if you see that.
Okay. Yeah, Brian, thank you for choosing local. Yeah.
Perfect. Click on the link there. It should take you directly to the invoice. So once you're in there, just take a quick look. Let me know if you have any questions, of course. But once you get to the bottom there, there's a box. You click, it says, I'm the authorized user. Then right below that, you would type your name. It would be Enrique's name because that's the one who's on the invoice. Then just hit confirm signature. Now, once you've done that, it should navigate you to our website and ask for a username and password. That means it's confirmed. Let me know once you see that.
Okay. Let me check. Can you repeat it one more time?
Oh, what was that? Sorry, send it again?
Can you repeat it one more time? I didn't get to hear you.
Oh, how to do it. Yeah. Okay, so take a quick look at it. Once you've done, you know, looking at everything, on the bottom there, there's a spot where it should have a box that you click, and then it'll put a check in there. It says, I'm the authorized user, you know, something. Then right below that, there should be an empty box where you would just type Enrique Nunez there. Once you've done both of those and then hit confirm signature, that should navigate you to our website and ask for a username and password. Let me know once you get there. That means... What was that, sorry?
Is this any to this damage? Poison, and you put the N-Y.
Maybe it's because I put the N-Y. Yeah, let me see. Let me double check. I did, yeah. So add the N-Y.
Yeah, can you pick? Well, there I put it.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't know if I should or not, but is it good now? Did it work?
Yeah, it's good now. It's just a little hard because on laptops you can't put it, you know?
Yeah, I know. My bad. Yeah. It's good now, though. It went through, so you're good. So we just have one other quick step, and then you're good to go. So it's called your voice verification. So basically it's to go along with the invoice to outline the service agreement, ensure the accuracy of everything. And if you have any questions or need me to clarify anything, you know, just let me know. Now I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an add to former protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Wait, can you repeat it one more time?
Yeah, no problem. So, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Yes, Union General Contractors.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Brian, he is project manager.
Okay. And you are authorized. Okay, perfect. Now, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. You know, like, getting the verification, but you already did that. The website, just anything, right, to expedite processes. Now, as a result of increased visibility online, also be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from us at Local Splash and not another company. Now, also, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, also, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or basically just let the technician know of any additional online marketing, say, that you might do with another company?
Yeah, next week they have an appointment for social media marketing, so I'm going to add them to the services.
Okay, perfect. I will make a note of that then. Thank you. Now, your initial term and payment for that setup and everything was charged today, okay, November 2nd, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That will be the recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that you texted to, but I'll also text you the info once we get off the call here to speak with a live representative to do that. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're good to go. Now, I'm just going to send you over one more email that has, like, the confirmation of the your interview with the technician. So let me do that now, Local Splash. And you said tomorrow for 10 a.m., right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just sending you that email right now. Let's see. Let me just add your email. So it's going to brian.n@nunezgeneralcontractors.com, right? The corporate email the admin email?
Yes.
Okay. Just sent that to you now. You have everything you need. So thanks for giving us a shot. Welcome to the team, most of all. Now, they're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 10 o'clock time. So between 10 and 10:30, they'll give you a call tomorrow morning to get you started with it. For tomorrow, exactly. Yeah, tomorrow morning between 10 and 10:30, they'll be giving you a call to start everything, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Great talking with you again, Brian. So you're all set, and they'll give you a call around 10:30 tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have a good one, Brian.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.